Chapter 18, The Civil Rights Movement in Modern Georgia. Chapter Preview, Terms, Desegregation, Integration, Sit-in, Civil Rights Act of 1964, Bloody Sunday, Voting Rights Act of 1965. People, Martin Luther King, Jr., John Lewis, Lester Maddox. Places, Albany, Georgia. If you were a young teenager in Georgia in 1950, your life would be very different compared to today. For instance, many families had gardens to help meet part of their food needs. Unless you lived in Atlanta or another city, you and many of your classmates would have had chores such as milking cows, gathering eggs, or harvesting crops. Many families drew water from wells. Indoor plumbing was more common for people living in town, while those in rural areas often relied on outhouses. Most children in Georgia wore clothing sewn by family members. Often, families passed down clothing from one child to another. New clothing and shoes were considered luxuries. You would likely have electricity in your home, but you were less likely to have a telephone. You might have seen a television, but your family probably did not own one. Radios were a common source of information and entertainment. Families in Georgia were larger in 1950 than they are today. It was not uncommon for families to have as many as 8 children, although the average woman had about 4. Fathers often worked in agriculture or as factory laborers, while mothers typically stayed at home to raise the children and manage household duties. However, a change was occurring. More adults were earning a living in clerical or sales jobs, working as skilled craftsmen, and holding professional positions. Most of these roles were occupied by men, but the number of women workers was on the rise. If you lived during this time, you would also notice the impact of Jim Crow. Schools were segregated into separate black schools and white schools. Your doctor might have had different entrances and waiting rooms for black and white patients. Water fountains, restrooms, and restaurants were also segregated. Black people and white people sat in different areas of theaters. Black passengers on a bus were expected to give up their seats at the front if a white person boarded. The concept of separate but equal meant that segregation was legal as long as each race was treated equally. This idea proved unachievable. For instance, black schools were often located in older buildings with fewer resources. Black teachers earned less than their white counterparts. Black workers in Atlanta earned only about 40% of what white workers earned. It can be difficult to imagine, but black and white Georgians often interacted, sharing the same spaces while remaining apart. One observer noted that it was as if blacks and whites lived in different towns together. People of each race depended on the other, yet there was always an invisible barrier, a line that could not be crossed. If you lived in Georgia in 1950, times were different, but they were about to change.